This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of farmers came into this year at least moderately hopeful. There was that phase one trade deal with China. Markets were, in theory, going to open back up. And then, of course, they didn't. Brian Duncan is the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. He is also a farmer himself, hogs and corn and soybeans. And he's one of our regulars, so we got him back on the phone. Mr. Duncan, welcome back.
Hey, Kai. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. First things first, in these very strange times, how are you?
Well, we're healthy. We're doing well. Spring field work started. The livestock's all being well taken care of. So from that perspective, things are good out here on the farm. Economically, it's becoming quite challenging. So, you know, we've got different levels that we're worrying about things on, I guess.
Well, let's break a couple of those down. I mean, who's asking for your product right now, right? I mean, the hogs are growing and the plants and the corn and all that is growing, but is there demand?
Well, that's the problem. You know, our customers are under quarantine right now, and we've just seen demand fall off a cliff here. And you know, I like to be upbeat, but I got to tell you, it's hard to find the pony in this one right now.
With falling demand, of course, comes falling prices. So my guess would be that, and put on your Illinois Farm Bureau hat here for a minute, even those agricultural producers who are able to sell things aren't getting the prices they need.
Right. And a lot of us that produce perishable commodities that, you know, can't store and wait this out. I was actually on a conference call yesterday in which farmers were trying to figure out the nutrient value of milk to spread on their farm for fertilizer. So again, drastic measures, things are pretty scary, but we need a cohesive strategy to open things back up and try to get some economic normalcy going again.
Well, let me get there in just a minute, but I want to get back to agricultural America, sort of economically speaking, because it always runs really thin margins. You know, you got to deal with weather, and we just got through a trade war, and which is still going on, by the way, and all of that. And I guess really the question is, we talk a lot about this economy looking different on the other side of this virus. What do you think agricultural America looks like on the other side of this virus?
You know, that's a scary question, because tell me what consumers' habits are going to be like on the other side of this virus, and I'll tell you what agriculture looks like. Yeah. Are people going to go back to restaurants? I mean, so much of our business, and especially the high-value products, go through food service. And so, Kai, I think a lot of it's going to be dependent on how the American public responds.
So you are, in addition to a spokesman for the Illinois Farm Bureau on this program, you're a farmer, too. How's it going for you? I mean, how much of a hit are you going to take, do you think?
Well, it's real. When we were selling, just on a rough estimate, semi-loads of hogs prior to the outbreak for $25,000 a load, and I was just doing calculations this morning on some bookkeeping, we're down below $14,000 a load, and you know, we sell 13, 14 semi-loads a week, so you can pretty rapidly do the math and see what kind of effect it's having, not only on my family farm, but it's just the reality that we're facing right now.
Last thing, the thing you wanted to talk about. As you know, reopening this economy has become a politicized issue. It's contentious. Various different people have various different points of view. You think rural America is a little bit different?
Well, I think we've got to decide what's an acceptable level of risk. And as I'm out here in rural America, we have counties that have cases that you can number in the single digits, and yet all our small businesses are closed. And I'm no epidemiologist, all right? You know me, I'm a hog farmer from Ogle County, Illinois, but it would seem to me we need to start strategically thinking about how we open up sections and get people back to work, because I think the long-term effects of this shutdown could be health-wise more catastrophic than maybe the effects of the virus could be. I mean, Kai, you want to talk about how many illnesses are stress-related? I guarantee you there's a lot of farmers right now feeling a lot of stress. And I don't want to make light of the virus. I just think there becomes a point where we've got to measure what's acceptable risk and start thinking differently about how we maybe protect our most vulnerable citizens.
Brian Duncan, farmer, also the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Mr. Duncan, thanks for your time, sir. It's always good to talk to you. Stay safe, would you?
Yeah, Kai, I promise I'll be in a better mood next time we talk.
Well, you know, the news is what the news is, man, right?
Thanks, Kai.